This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
There's a bear in my car. I'm leaving the bear there to die. I'm not opening that door until the bear is dead. You know what I don't mess with? Wild animals. Especially things that could kill me.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Write down the numbers. Like, use everyone's ratings, average them, figure out what everyone thinks the spread would be. We're all kind of on the same page about what these spreads are. It would be alarming to people to figure out when we get to that game, even if there's no injury, how much different numbers can change.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yeah, you're damn right it is. You Better You Bet. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley, and we are here with you on BetQL, where the only BS that you get, bets in sports. Maybe a little BS on the show today when we tickle fancies at some point with our crew. We are live on Odyssey.com. We are live on the Odyssey app and live on Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the expanded BetQL. And of course, the You Better is congregating on YouTube, and we appreciate each and every one of you at youtube.com/Odyssey Sports. As my guy Ken Barkley and I get set to bring you the wagertainment for the next 4 hours, talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the Bet River Sportsbook. Deposit $250 and you will get that $250 match at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, at betrivers.com. Also want you to download the BetQL app. Visit betql.com for all the tools you need to take down the sportsbooks, including dem experts and including dem algorithms. The BetQL app and betql.com. On this wonderful Wednesday, July 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Our show is on Twitter, at You Better You Bet. The show is on Instagram, at YBYB Sports. I am on Twitter and Instagram, at The Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Ken Barkley on Twitter, at Lockie Lockerson. We got three terrific guests coming your way today on this wonderful Wednesday. The host of ESPN's Daily Wager, Doug Kazarian, is going to join us later this hour. We'll do a potpourri with Doug. We'll do some NBA draft props. We'll get his take on the National Football League and maybe some Olympic bets from noted degenerate, the great Doug Kazarian. Our old pal Rob Doster is going to join us in hour number two, contributing writer to Bet Rivers, Field of 68 Podcast Network. Get his take on the NBA draft and what he has bet. Player props coming up for tomorrow night. And Matthew Friedman, prop betting, NFL betting extraordinaire from FTN. Matt Friedman joins us in hour number three to give us some bets, not only for week number one of the National Football League, but some season-long props that Matt Friedman will be on this coming NFL season. Plus, I promise we're not going to spend 4 hours breaking down every word of the Aaron Rodgers press conference today like the JFK Zapruder film. I promise we're not going to do that. We may do a little bit of it in the first segment here because it was very entertaining. But instead, we're going to give you actual betting angles for this coming NFL season, including how you, dear better, dear listener, dear viewer, should be approaching the Baltimore Ravens now that Lamar Jackson is on the COVID list. We'll also get into most passing yards and also get into most rushing yards at the top of hour number two. 4 p.m. Eastern, Ken Barkley, the great Lockie Lockerson, is going to tell you what he's got currently bet for Thursday night in the NBA draft. That is an absolute must-listen segment. All 544 bets that Ken has in, he will reveal to start hour number two. We're going to give you our initial leans. Saturday, September 4th, the biggest games on the college football docket, including if Georgia can cover the four-point spread against Clemson. Can't wait to break down those awesome games coming up Saturday, September 4th. And of course, all our bets for tonight in Major League Baseball coming up in the power hour, the final hour of today's show. We are locked and loaded on a Wednesday. Ken Barkley, how you doing?
Doing great. You mentioned the Rodgers thing. We'll get to that in a second. Special shout out, by the way, and I'm sure Bill Matz, our technical director, feels this way too. Special shout out to the Phillies and Nationals last night for scoring a lot of runs early in the game and then still somehow going under the 10.5 or 11, whatever you got, with the game ending 6-4. There were 10 runs scored as of the fifth inning. I believe at the end of the fifth, there had been 10 runs scored. And somehow we didn't get that over. So would have gone 2-0 last night for me in baseball. Angels and Rockies easily went over terrible bullpens. And you know, spoiler alert, maybe on that a lot more going forward. But Phillies and Nationals, that was a tough one. I know Bill in the chat, I know Bill feels the same way. That was kind of my betting night last night, and we can do a little Rodgers here as well. But I know you had a lot. I'm not like, I promise this isn't a setup. You could have gone 9-0 or 0-9.
I didn't.
You went, which one? You didn't go too bad or too good? You were in the middle?
It
was bad. How about Aaron Rodgers? That's
why. It was honestly as bad as it could possibly be.
It could possibly be. Really? Ofer?
Yeah, might have been an Ofer last night. Might have been an Ofer last night in Major League Baseball.
What was there like a particular, was there a game that stands out?
All of them, I guess. I mean, I was okay. I watched the Yankees game as a fan, and I kind of got sucked into it at the end there. So listen, like, it's been a really good stretch here on You Better You Bet for all of us here. But like for me, I've hit a bunch of futures. We had Italy, we had Chelsea, Matsuyama, yep. Morikawa. So like, it's okay to have nights like that. But hopefully, you know, back on the horse tonight, really as bad as it possibly could have gone last night in Major League Baseball, an Ofer for your boy, which I did have scheduled to bring up at some point. Love.
Okay.
You.
Wow. I honestly didn't know. Tell you. Well, not a setup.
I'll tell you. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think of who you would be, right? You're not Brian Gutekunst, because like we're teammates here. You're like, sure, Greg Jennings at this point. Not that I'm Aaron Rodgers. You're Jermichael Finley. You're a bad teammate to me right now. Like, you know, Nick, I don't know how you did last night, but how was it? Yeah. What Ofer? Lost every single game. Like... Thanks, Ken. You jerk.
Well, that was like you and Eli. Well, so we had this moment during last night's show, and when I heard Rodgers' press conference, that reminded me of it, where you were like, at the end of last night's show during the power hour, you go like in a really shocking string of good ideas from Eli.
I think unsettling string of good ideas.
I was just like, man, like backhanded compliment. Is that what Rodgers is going to be like this entire season? It's just like, can't believe these buffoons got another thing right. Can you believe it, guys?
I think the difference is incredible. Like, I like Eli. Like, I don't. Rodgers hates the Packers. Rodgers hates Gutekunst.
Well, hates
Rodgers
the management.
Hates Mark Murphy. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Correct. Right.
Hates the organization. Loves his teammates, and I obviously think he loves playing in Green Bay. We'll talk about Rodgers in a second here. While we're on the subject of yesterday's show, though, it often happens now where, like, now that the show ends at 7 o'clock, I go for a long walk after the show every day because it's still sunny out, right? I'm outside for like a half an hour, not even decompressed because like the show was great. I have
just
a blast.
The way you
doing
said long show. Walk, where you're like, I go for a long walk.
Yeah, I guess I did say it like that, but I like to exercise and it's really sunny out. And I find myself now on these walks. I don't know if it's just me. I try to be self-aware. These power hours that we've been doing and like the funny stuff that we've been doing on the show, like I laugh and find myself like going back and like listening to and watching the stuff that we do. The golf bet segment yesterday, I laughed at probably for like a half an hour after the show ended last night. So I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like we are like comedically on an absolute roll right now on the show.
We are. Well, I mean, two nights ago, we spent, some would say too long, some would say not enough time on the saga of Home Improvement and Tim the Tool Man Taylor noises.
That was 2 nights ago. The appropriate amount of time.
The appropriate amount, which was a lot, which was like one segment of the show. I mean, between mixing and that, the golf bets, like you're saying, you're laughing about, I mean, it was, I don't even know how to describe what that segment was to close the show last night. It was like there were bets, and they were bets on golf, so I guess the segment achieved its purpose. But in addition to that, just, I mean, all kinds of stuff kind of being thrown at the wall during the course of that 10 minutes. I agree with you, though. I think when times get slow, you get funnier, right? You try to, like, what do you want us to do here? Be boring? You know, like, might as well laugh about some stuff. We don't have a whole lot going on right now.
It struck me when Vic Choksi came on the show, I believe, when Vic came on Monday when Reed was at the charity golf tournament, and Vic came on, and I guess we were maybe talking about Home Improvement, whatever, before we brought him on to start the power hour, and he was like, wow, like, you guys just talked about in the span of like 6 minutes, like A, B, C, D, E, and F. That's the wagertainment experience. I was like, man,
right?
Thank God this thing got invented, because it's basically like all the crap we do under the show falls
thank
under
God
that
Odyssey
umbrella.
Invented it. Thank God they came up with the concept and installed it, because like, where would we be without it?
Yeah, you know what? Whatever. As long as the paycheck's clear every 2 weeks, we'll do whatever. But we are trying to give you valuable bets here. And I know that I personally did a poor job of that last night. And like I always say, like we bet this stuff, so I feel it too. So we're going to try to get back on the horse, especially Nick, me today. Yes.
Not trying to dig in here, even though
Eli,
Ken did bring up
power. Yeah, by the way.
My name's Eli. Hello. Hi, Eli. Yeah. Good to talk to you today. You know, you did throw that shot at me yesterday. So Ken brought up something
from
the past.
What was the shot? Oh, the unsettling
that I,
thing?
Yeah, okay. Unsettling about a good idea, which I guess is kind of a compliment in its own right. Even
it definitely is. Over it.
It's definitely right. A compliment. Like, you no. Idiot. It's definitely a compliment.
No, that's
you idiot. It's definitely.
I mean, but it is though, right? I mean, come on.
Right. Right. No, it is. You've been doing a really good job, you moron. Why don't you get
that? Like, come on. Go on, Eli.
Anyways, not try to dig into the wound from last year, but it brought me back to your bad bet stretch last night. Brought me back to, I think it was during the NBA playoffs. You might have lost the Pacers game.
Which
Pacers
year is
Heat
this?
First round. This is last year.
Okay, and in the bubble.
That was the last straw for you. And you were like, never bet it again, taking a week off. You went off on the show. I don't know if you remember. Not really upset, just sad.
I don't remember this either. Yeah.
Ken, you were not at the time. That was when
now
Nick
I really don't
I
remember
were.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Nick. God. This was the Nick Eli, like soccer, golf, like,
and soccer
NBA
and golf podcast.
And
occasionally bubble. Right.
Had Ken on for 40 minutes to talk about his golf bets, and Ken didn't really enjoy it that much.
Ken, I know you like top 20s. What about top 30s?
Let's get more. Like, listen, we like contractually have to fill time, and there's nothing going on here, Ken. Like which like South African golfer do you think is going to finish in the best place
right,
here? Is right. There an open market for that?
Eric Van Ruyen or Christian Bezuidenhout? Which one do you like the most?
You know what? I gotta tell you, man. I'm not even gonna say what I was gonna. You know what? I will say it, man. That those days were fun because I worked like 40 minutes a day. Those were great, right. And then we just hang out the rest of the day.
You're like, oh, pandemic rats. Rats.
But yeah, it's really. Since then, I don't even remember. I have no doubt that it happened. I don't. Really
I don't remember this at all. I mean, I really don't remember this game whatsoever.
No, we are like
even
very
as like
fortunate.
A bad beat.
Yeah. We're very. And me, I would say that I'm very fortunate because I feel like I joke sometimes like I'm the worst bettor on the channel. I'm okay, whatever. But I feel like things have been good, like overall, which is why like I have a terrible night last night. And I don't even like break a sweat over it, man. It's like whatever because like there's been so much wedding, been a lot of weddings, so. What can you do? I mean, these things happen, especially with baseball, which is so wacky. So what can you do? You just get back on the horse, and I have four baseball bets
okay.
for tonight.
Light slate, too, because of day games going on right now, obviously.
A couple day games today, yep. So four baseball bets for tonight. All right. We got a lot of National Football League that we're going to do over the course, not only of the show, but in hour number one here, passing yards leader. We're going to talk about the Bears. We're going to talk about the Ravens. Let's spend a couple of minutes here on Aaron Rodgers. And Rick, get that cut ready from Aaron Rodgers. And in case anyone missed it, Rodgers, he's at Lambeau Field today, speaking to the assembled news media, basically like goes on this unbelievable stream of consciousness, like detailing every little thing that happened, like took one question, talked for like 4 minutes. One of the best press conferences, I think, honestly, I've ever seen. It was great. And Rick, out of what was, you know, an absolutely stellar press conference, this quote stands out as the crown jewel.
Thought we could progress some of those conversations with maybe a greater commitment during the offseason. Like I said, that didn't happen. But that's why I just have to focus on this season. And I love this team. I love the fans. And the opportunity to play on Lambeau Field has been a dream come true. To be in my 17th season is really special. I don't take that for granted.
Wait, like, Rick, is there a shorter version of that that really hits like the part that we like? Please play that.
I love this team. I love the fans.
You know, I love you better. You bet. I love Nick. I love Rick Camp. I love Bill.
How great is that? He's like, he caught himself saying, I love you. Basically, like my teammates, it's like that scene from Half Baked. Like, you're cool.
Right,
bleep.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
like,
out. Right.
Love my teammates. Love the fans. Goody and Mark Murphy, go to hell.
I love this team. I love the fans.
The just incredible.
I don't know if there's like, now listen, there's probably like no one's going to come on and be like, wow, like Packers definitely going to win the Super Bowl because of what Rodgers said. Next sentence. I actually feel better about the Packers after that press conference than I would have otherwise. I went on Wisconsin radio earlier today with Bart Winkler, and he asked me like, what do you think Rodgers is going to be like today? And I said, I bet Rodgers gets up there with that stupid smirk and is basically like, what's all the hubbub about, guys? Like, why are we making a big deal about this with like that, like wink, wink, like, yeah, like I know basically I strung you all along this whole offseason, but wink, wink, like time to get past it now. He didn't do that. I think he gets a ton of credit, right? He stood up there. He faced the music. He said what he had to say. I think he acquitted himself pretty well, no matter what side of the disagreement you fall on here. I think, and I don't know if there's like an actionable betting take, Ken, but I think I actually feel better about Rodgers and the Packers now heading into the season, as nuts as that might sound.
That sounds a little nuts, but I mean, I get it. I guess he's like a little more likable to you.
You know what? You know? Let your hair down once in a while and have some fun, Ken Barkley, okay?
Terrible word choice. So the
idea. We're great.
You know, do you want to root for the Packers to like go like, well, you know, Patriots undefeated regular season, scorched earth on all their opponents? That would definitely be something. We're going to do passing yards leader later. Maybe do you like Rodgers a little bit more for that? We can bring his name up as part of the pool of players that we're considering for that award too. I mean, is this what every week is going to be like though? Like if this is preseason and he's doing this, is this after every game we get this? Like end of the season we get this, before playoffs we get this? Is this going to, do you think this is going to, I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers' season is already going to be a huge thing this football season, but like, is this what we're going to get after every single game, do you think?
What do you think?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I honestly don't know.
It's like, it doesn't matter whether Rodgers wants it to be like this or not. This is all that they're going to talk about this season.
Where he's like intentionally like, well, the org, the fans, like where he's like really putting these things
in. I don't know if it's going to be like to this level, but I mean, everyone's going to be asking him questions the whole year about his future. It's the season.
True to Randall Cobb. Good job by the team getting rid of him originally, like just after week two.
By the way, let's get Jordy Nelson back in town also if you want me to play week one against the Saints, you idiots. All right, we're just getting started here on a Wednesday. Tons of National Football League to come. Doug Gazarian to close the hour. We'll get into passing yards leader next.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.